Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knyzhka Corner, we will be discussing Marcia Forchuk-Skripluk's new novel, Underground Soldier. Underground Soldier is a companion novel to Skripluk's two award-winning novels, Stolen Child and Making Bombs for Hitler. In this novel, Skripluk explores the life of fugitives from Nazi prison camps. It also gives readers a portrait of the courageous Ukrainian insurgent army, the UPA, which was caught between two terrible enemies in the Second World War, the Soviets and the Nazis. Luka Barukovich is a teenager who spent many long and harsh months in a Nazi slave camp. He survives with the help of friends. One of his closest friends is Lida. She thought of me as a big brother, Luka, and I loved her with all my heart. Luka escapes the slave camp by lying in a truck full of dead bodies. After he is free, he constantly worries about what is happening to his friend Lida. As he wanders the countryside, Luka is determined to return to Kyiv. He wants to find his father, even though he knows that his father is in Siberia. He fears both the Nazis and the Soviets. After finding temporary shelter with sympathetic German farmers, Luka realizes he must move on in order to survive. He meets a girl named Martina in the wilderness, who escaped a massacre in her village of Lidice in Czechoslovakia. The two travel together until they are saved from death at the front by members of the UPA. They spend weeks tending the wounded in an underground hospital and defending the village of Zhuraki. In the process, they learn that the UPA is fighting against the Nazis and the Soviets for equality of all citizens, regardless of age, sex, religion, or nationality. Will Luka ever be reunited with Lida and his family? Skripluk based her novel on the real-life experiences of Petro Potichny, professor emeritus of political science at McMaster University, who joined the UPA when he was 14. He is the editor-in-chief of Litopis UPA, which is a collection of 115 volumes of documents about the UPA. The plot of Underground Soldier is fast-moving. It is told as a chronological narrative interspersed with flashbacks. Both male and female readers will be interested in the fast-paced and heart-stopping events of this novel. Through the courageous actions of Luka, readers will be able to relate to the actual events of World War II. In the process, they will learn about prison camps in Nazi Germany, Soviet oppression in Ukraine, the atrocities of Babyn Yar and Bukovina, as well as the aftermath of World War II. There is also a very useful glossary of terms at the end of this book. Although the novel can stand alone, readers who have read the other two novels in this series will have a better appreciation for the characters and events of the background narrative. If readers haven't read Stolen Child and Making Bombs for Hitler yet, they will definitely want to do so after reading this book. Marcia Forchuk-Skripluk has received numerous awards and honors for her picture books and young adult novels, including Aram's Choice, which was nominated for the Canadian Library Association Book of the Year for Children in 2007. In 2008, Marcia was awarded the Order of Princess Olha by Ukrainian President Yushchenko in recognition of the picture book Enough, which described the Holodomor that claimed millions of lives in the 1930s. Marcia's novel Making Bombs for Hitler won the Silver Birch Award in 2012 and was on the 2014 shortlist for the Kobzar Literary Award. Skripluk's newest novel, Underground Soldier, gives readers of all ages a unique perspective into the events of the Second World War. It will shine a light on a forgotten piece of history for readers of all ages. It is available at Chapters and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.